今朝早我愿意同弟兄姊妹继续来交通约书亚记第十八章。
With that, we come back to the book of Joshua, this morning as we continue our study in the book of Joshua.
第十八章我哋读由第一节读到第十节。
We are studying the book of Joshua. Let's turn to chapter 18. We will begin with verse 1. We'll read through to verse 10.
约书亚记第十八章
Joshua chapter 18.
找到没？等我大家一起找到呢，我们来读啊。
I hope that we've all found the scriptural passage, and so once we do, we'll read it together.
第十八章第一节到到第十节啊，请听我读。
Joshua chapter 18, beginning verses 1 through 10. Actually, please listen as I read.
以色列的全会众都聚集在示罗，把会幕设立在那里，那地已经被他们制服了。以色列人中其余的七个支派还没有分给他们地业。约书亚对以色列人说：耶和华你们列祖的神所赐给你们的地，你们担然不去得，要到几时呢？你们每支派当选举三个人，我要打发他们去，他们就要起身走遍那地，按着各支派应得的地业写明，将地分做七份，写明就回到我这里来。他们就将地分做七份，犹大仍在南方，住在他的境内；约瑟家仍在北方，住在他的境内。你们要将地分做七份，写明了拿到我这里来。我要在耶和华我们神面前为你们粘扣。利未人在你们中间没有份，因为供耶和华祭司的职任就是他们的产业。加德支派、流便支派和马拿西半支派已经在约旦河东得了地业，就是耶和华仆人摩西所给他们的。或地势的人起身去的时候，约书亚嘱咐他们说：你们去走遍那地，划明地势，就回到我这里来。我要在示罗这里耶和华面前为你们粘扣，他们就去了，走遍那地，按着成邑分做七份，写在册子上，回到示罗营中见约书亚。约书亚在示罗耶和华面前为他们粘扣，约书亚在那里按着以色列人的支派将地分给他们。
We'll read through again verses 1 to 10. Then the whole congregation of the sons of Israel assembled themselves at Shiloh and set up the tent of meeting there, and the land was subdued before them. And there remained among the sons of Israel seven tribes who had not divided their inheritance. So Joshua said to the sons of Israel, How long will you put off entering to take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given you? Provide for yourselves three men from each tribe that I may send them, and that they may arise and walk through the land and write a description of it according to their inheritance. Then they shall return to me. And they shall divide it into seven portions. Judah shall stay in his territory on the south, and the house of Joseph shall stay in the territory on the north. And you shall describe the land in seven divisions and bring back the description here to me. And I will cast lots for you here before the Lord your God, our God. For the Levites have no portion among you, because the priesthood of the Lord is their inheritance. Gad and Reuben and the half-tribe of Manasseh also have received their inheritance eastward beyond the Jordan, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave them. Then the men arose and went, and Joshua commanded those who went to describe the land, saying, Go and walk through the land and describe it, and return to me. Then I will cast lots for you here before the Lord in Shiloh. So the men went and passed through the land and described it by cities in seven divisions in a book. And they came to Joshua to the camp at Shiloh. And Joshua cast lots for them in Shiloh before the Lord, and there Joshua divided the land to the sons of Israel according to their divisions.
主啊，我哋感谢，我哋赞美你。
Lord, we give thanks to you and we praise you.
主啊，你又俾机会我哋嚟到你嘅面前。
And once again, you provide an opportunity for us to come before your presence.
主啊，按照你嘅应许，地上边有两三个人奉你嘅名聚会，你就喺我哋中间。
According to your promise, where on earth where there are two or three that are gathered before your presence, you are there in their midst.
主啊，我们相信今朝早，主啊，我们奉你的名聚会的时候，主啊，你真的在我们的中间。
So even today, as we gather in your name, we trust that you are in our midst.
主啊，愿你彰显你自己的荣美。
Lord, we ask that you'll display your beauty, your glory.
主啊，因为你的荣美正是我们所羡慕的。
For that is what we desire most.
主啊，愿你向我们彰显你自己的权能。
Lord, we ask that you exert your authority here.
主啊，因为你的权能正是我们要顺服的。
For it is by your authority and your power that we come to be submissive.
主啊，愿你管理这段时间。
Lord, we ask that you will govern this time.
主啊，你要向我们讲的什么说话，求主你尽量的来讲。
And whatever words that you desire for us to hear from you, Lord, we ask that you will speak to us.
我们愿意在主的面前，就好像玛利亚坐在主你的脚前，听着你的话。
And that each one of us would be like Mary, to choose to sit at your feet, to listen.
主啊，求主你藉着圣灵在我们心中来做翻译的工作。
And may the Holy Spirit be the one that will interpret for us.
好叫我们不单止听，并且我们活出。
So that not only will we be able to hear, but that we will be able to live out those very words.
荣耀要归给主，奉主耶稣的名祈祷。
We must offer all glory back to our Lord. And this is by our Lord's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
刚才我们读的第18章，那里有一句的说话。
Now, amidst the passage that we just finished reading in chapter 18, there is one particular phrase.
但我就愿意今朝早系用呢句说话成为我哋今日朝早嘅主题。
And that phrase will be the theme for this morning's sharing.
就系第三节嗰度讲，约书亚同啲以色列人话：你哋淡然不去得，要到几时呢？
It is recorded in verse 3, where it reads: So Joshua said to the sons of Israel, How long will you put off entering to take possession?
所以我们今早早的题目就是不要再淡然。
And so the theme for today, for us today, is do not put off.
我们记得当我们读第十三章的时候呢，
When we read in Joshua chapter 13,
神和约书亚他一个人讲，
God, Jehovah, had spoken to Joshua individually.
他说约书亚你年纪老迈啊。
And he said, at the very beginning, he says, Joshua, you are old and advanced in years.
但是呢你还有很多未得的地方。
But there is much land yet remain to be possessed.
就是说你不要停留在这里。
That means, Joshua, don't just stop here.
是没错你年纪老迈。
It's true, you are old, you are advanced in age.
好像呢没什么能力。
It seems as if you might be more feeble than before.
在人来看你应该退休。
According to everyone else's standards, maybe it's past your time, you should retire.
或者说在人的眼光中你已经都差不多了做完你应该做的事了。
Or,perhaps in others' eyes, you have done as much as possible already.
但是神他跟他说，
But God told him,
不是啊，你是年纪老迈，但是还有一些的缺陷， God, 还有很多的地方是未能得的。
God said, No, yes, it's true that you are old and advanced in age, but there's so much more that's left over that you have not finished.
我们交通过他在神的面前接受主的提醒。
And we shared on how he received that reminder from God.
然后一路读的时候我们看见在十八章约书亚就是将一些那些以色列人的地来分给他们。
Until we come to chapter 18, and we see here, then ultimately Joshua was able to divide up the land for the people.
但在以色列人那方面呢？
But what about from the perspective of the Israelites themselves?
我们知道他有12个支派。
We know that the people of Israel consists of 12 different tribes.
三个半支派在约旦河东那里他自己选了他自己的地方。
Three and a half tribes chose for themselves land that was east of the Jordan River.
经过神向约书亚那个提醒，
But from the reminder that God had given to Joshua,
然后有两个支派，就是约瑟支派和这个犹大的支派，他们得到真的得着那个地方。
There were only two tribes which actually possessed their own land by this time, and that was Judah and also Joseph.
当我们读十八章的时候，我们发觉原来还有七个支派他们未得到的地方。
But there remain some seven tribes that did not possess their land yet, as we had read in the text.
弟兄姐妹，当我们读中文圣经的时候，都是这 几个字他们未曾分到有地业。
So it tells you that they have yet to divide into receive their inheritance.
但是我又发觉到是不是约书亚没有给到这七个支派有地方呢？
So the question arises, is it on Joshua's part that somehow he has yet to divide out the land or parcel out the land so that each tribe can have their inheritance?
我们读中文看不到，但是读英文的时候就发觉有不是关乎约书亚的问题。
It might not necessarily be so clear in the Chinese translation, but certainly when you read the English translation, it actually provides a different perspective for you.
如果我们看13章第7节，那里就说要把这个地分给九个支派。
Now it tells you in chapter
13, verse 7,
it says that it was Joshua's responsibility to apportion this land for the inheritance to the nine tribes and the half tribe of Manasseh.
我睇嘅就係呢個 King James 嘅版本啦，佢就話嗰度冇 divide 到呢啲地俾呢九個支派。
So here it says in the King James translation, it says therefore divide this land for an inheritance unto the nine tribes and the half tribe of Manasseh.
咁所以咧，同我哋中文嗰个意思冇分到地咧，系有啲咁多分别啦。
Now there's a little bit of a difference between the English this translation where it says there's a division that needs to be made, and also from the Chinese translation somehow that is given or portion that's given.
如果照着呢度咁样嘅解释咧，就话中文冇划分到俾佢哋。
In the Chinese, it seems to indicate or it seems to infer that the land has not been parceled out yet to be given to them.
咁然后嗰七个支派未，中文话未曾得到有地方嘅，就十八节十八章嘅第二节。
And so it tells us in chapter 18. That the remaining sons of the seven tribes did not had not yet been given their inheritance.
咁我呢个版本佢就话系佢哋未曾 received， 未曾接收到。
But in the in the King James version, it's actually it states specifically that they have yet to receive their inheritance.
一个就话佢哋。是开头的时候未能划分给他们。
So on the one hand, initially, it seems that to indicate it has not yet been divided properly or parceled out to
them. 后来呢就说他们未曾接过来。
But then here in chapter 18, it seems to indicate that they have yet to accept it or take hold of it.
那所以那个读这个可能弟兄姐妹或者有乜紧要啫？未能接收或者未能派到咁，都系一样啫。
So brothers and sisters may say, what's the difference? It's just a matter of semantics.
个分别就系话一个主动嘅，一个系被动嘅。
But there is a difference. One is that you take the initiative, and the other is where you're passively accepting something or receiving something.
未曾俾你，你系得唔到啦。你未能接过嚟，你亦都得唔到，系嘛？
You have not received it either way, but on the one hand, something has not been given to you. But on the other hand, you didn't receive it because you have not taken it for yourself.
但是问题我们今天要留意的。
But what is the key issue at hand today?
是说在十八章里面神是提醒不单止约书亚一个人，是提醒到整体的以色列人。
Is that when we come to chapter 18, God is now not only speaking to Joshua individually, but God is speaking to the tribes as a whole.
是说他们未曾去接收那个的产业。
And the words that are spoken here says that the tribes themselves have not gone, taken a step forward to accept or receive unto themselves what was given.
为什么给了你们，你还没人接收过来？
So the question is, if it's already been given to you, why haven't you taken it?
所以约书神同约书亚提醒的时候，约书亚也都向全会众来说话。
And so when these words came forth and Joshua heard it, Joshua turned around and addressed the issue with the people.
那个说话就说，神给你们的地方，为什么你们还要担言不去得？那要去到几时呢？
And the words of Joshua are very clear. He says, how long will you put off from entering to take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers has given you?
你哋点解仲要担言
？Why are you putting it off still？
点解唔去积极嘅去争取
？Why have you not been proactive to go forward to take possession？
嗱，担言有亦都有好多嘅翻译嘅。
Now there's a lot of different ways to translate that phrase "put off"。
有啲嘅翻译就话 "sit around"。
Refer to it as, describe it as sitting around. That means you're not doing anything. You're just sitting there.
在这等候。
Other translations has an inference that you're
wait.
To wait.
或者说在这浪费了你的时间 to waste.
Another translation says to waste your time. You're wasting your time.
你 slack.
Or another word translated is, slacking off, you've slacked off.
圣经呢其实在这里没有特别的讲出来为什么这帮以色列人他们是担言。
Now, the Bible in the text, in the context, does not tell us the reason why these individual tribes have been slacking off or have put it off.
不过呢这个理由呢我想都不会差到哪边。
But I think the following theory is not too far off.
我想在我的想象里面这个跟人的惰性呢是很有关系。
I think that this, in my mind, is very closely akin to the laziness that is inherent in man.
跟人的信心呢也都很有关系。
It also is closely related to faith, the man's faith.
那很多人都喜欢舒服的、啊、
Now everyone loves to be comfortable, right?
人人都要舒服的。
And in fact, everyone strives to gain a certain amount of comfort.
对不对、啊、
Right?
我相信你现在坐在这张椅可能你都觉得如果有一张大一点的远一点的可以烂低的沙发更好啦是吧
You might be sitting here right now in our congregation and you might think, you know,This chair is not the most comfortable. I wish I had a bigger chair. I wish I had a more softer chair. I wish I had a chair that reclined. That would be great.
他们叫 lazy boy.
But of course, the name for those type of chairs is lazy boy, right?
人都想舒服的。
No, everyone wants comfort.
你知道由一个地方将自己移到去或者 A 点移到去 B 点或者那个 B 点是比 A 点是好很多。
We can move ourselves from point A to point B, and point B would be a much more comfortable place for us, possibly.
但很多时候呢，是因为这个过程由这点移到那点，那个过程呢，会带给我们有一些艰辛。
But the fact that you are moving, the process of moving from one place to another, you've come into an unfamiliar surrounding.
咁结果因为你不想经历这个的艰辛或者艰苦所以你就停留在本来那一点里面。
And so, you, you project to think about the process that it takes for you to move from point A to point B. And the process might be more trouble for what you think is worth. And that thinking forward, thinking about that, the problems or the troubles or the discomfort that you might experience in the process might then hinder you from actually moving on. You might just end up staying in point A.
不是不知道那裡有好處比你多.
It's not so much that you are unaware of how much more beneficial or how much more comfort you might have at point B.
但是就是整個惰性就是這樣, 總是沒法子呢, 讓自己起來, 來走這條路。
But sometimes just the inertia of man limits us so that we don't go forward. We rather remain right where we're at.
我記得我小時候的時候都有些不好的習慣。
I remember in my younger days, I had some bad habits.
時時被媽媽罵的。
And oftentimes, my mom would scold me for them.
就是我放學回來。
And my habit, I can still remember, is that whenever I came home from school,
我不是立刻就做功課。
I will never crack open my books and get into my studies.
你們是不是立刻放學立刻做功課的?
Let me ask you guys over there, when you guys get home, do you immediately crack open your books and start your study?
No.
No?
那我跟你差不多。
So that means you and me, we're pretty much the same.
是吧? 放學回來休息一會。
Usually, you know, you get home, you relax a little bit.
所以一會呢, 就是我們說的。
But, you know, we say we relax a little bit, but we describe it as a little bit.
不知道多少個小時。
But it might end up to be several hours.
通常開個電視看一下。
We turn on the TV to see what's on.
我那個年代沒有TV看的, 但是聽收音機。
I can tell you, actually, in my generation, when I was young, I didn't even have a TV. I would actually turn the radio on.
三四點,那時候就是講什麼呢? 兒童節目。
3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, do you know what was being broadcast? Children's programs were being broadcast.
現在這些年輕人開電視是什麼? 卡通片。
Nowadays, what do you get when you turn on the TV at 3 or 4 in the afternoon? On specific channels, you get cartoons.
那一看,不知道去到多少點鐘。
So you just sit down for a little while, and a little while turns into a lot of
time. 搞路,搞到媽媽叫吃飯。
So you dilly-dally, and all of a sudden, Mom is saying, oh, it's dinner time.
於是就很開心吃飯,吃完飯又要休息一下。
Say, oh great, it's dinner time. So you go and eat, but what do you do after you finish eating? You need to rest.
好了,很不容易,然後那時候有些同學打電話來,吃完飯,沒事做,打電話來,聊聊天。
So after dinner, you might get a call from your friends, and so you chat a little bit.
跟這個講完又跟另一個講。
You finish chatting with this friend, so now you have to call your other friend to talk to them.
我那時候,講講下,咦? 9點幾,10點鐘啊。
And now we chat, and as soon as you look at the clock, it's already 9 o'clock.
可能現在大家開了電腦去 Facebook, 這麼多同學,這個看完這個,又看那個,看完這個看那個。
Now, of course, everybody, if you have Facebook, you can go onto different people's walls and do whatever, here and there.
那麼發覺,10點鐘,哎呀,忘記做功課,繼續。
Then you realize, oh, wait, it's 10 o'clock. Oh, I have to get to my homework now. I got to get on the ball.
但是一開始做的時候,又覺得開始累。
And then, when I started my homework, I felt, boy, I'm so tired.
是這樣的情形,弟兄姊妹。
So that was me.
結果那天的功課沒有做。
So what happens? I don't get to finish my homework.
我的理由經常就是,我不夠時間做。
And then my excuse would be, I didn't have enough time.
但是弟兄姊妹,這個是什麼?
But what is that, brothers and sisters?
當然。
That's putting it off or being lackadaisical.
由放學回來一直到晚上,你一樣東西一樣東西地推遲下去,推遲下去,最到最後,沒時間。
And so from the moment that I get home from school, there are other things that come into play that's more important to me, so I put off some more until the very end. I don't even have time to do anything else.
是不是我不知道要做功課呢?
Now, Am I unaware? Did I not know that I was supposed to do homework?
我知道。
Of course I knew that I'm supposed to do homework.
是不是我不想做呢?
Is it because I don't want to do homework?
又不是啊,我知道我应该做。
Not really. I do want to do it.
但是就是什么? 不愿意放低我想 令我舒服的那些时间,
so what is the issue? The issue is that we are unwilling to set aside those things which gives us comfort.
用属灵的话来讲,
so let's translate it into spiritual terms now.
就是我们不肯付代价,
we are unwilling then to pay the price.
不愿意将我们这个己这个感觉
We are unwilling to put aside the self that is in us, those feelings, those self-important things aside.
有些事情我们是觉得好像没什么所谓。
There are some things we feel, oh, doesn't matter. Who doesn't matter?
但是有些事情是很严重的,带出来一个后果。
But there are certain things when we attack it, when we deal with it with that type of attitude, that actually brings bigger consequences.
我有一个朋友,他最憎看医生的。
One of my friends, one of the things that he hates most is to go to see any medical doctor.
第一次呢,他流鼻血。
One time he had a bloody nose.
那么要去医院检验,流到不停。
It was continuously bleeding, that it was non-stop, and so he had actually go to a hospital.
那结果呢,等于知不知道,鼻咽癌。
Do you know what happened? Ultimately, he was diagnosed with cancer, nasal cancer.
那么医生问你,喂,这么久,为什么你不看医生啊?
And so the question naturally came out, why is it that you haven't gone to get physicals or be seen by a doctor in so long?
他平时你有没有流鼻血啊?
Do you usually have bloody noses?
他说有,不过少少而已。
He says, yeah, I do, but it's just a little bit.
如果看医生,又要去约时间,那我又要请假。 如果在半夜下午的时候,我究竟是不知道请全日,还是请半日的假?
And so his excuse was, well, you know, it's just a little thing. Besides, then I would have to worry about getting an appointment, calling up the doctor, finding out whether I, then having to take a sick day off. Then if it's in the middle of the day, I don't know if I should take half a day off, or I should take the full day off. And it's just too much trouble.
那我就没去看了。
So I just put it off. It doesn't matter.
弟兄姊妹,这个担言。
But brothers and sisters, this is putting off.
最后怎么样?
Ultimately, what's the result?
你呢?鼻咽癌。
He has nasal cancer, nasal carcinoma.
带来很大,很严重的后果。
And so his delaying, his putting everything off, brought a grave consequence for him to face now.
约书亚,照着神的吩咐,将地分给这几个支派。
So Joshua, in accordance to God's command to him on an individual basis, he apportioned the land to be given out to
the tribes. But
after a period of time has lapsed, we come to this chapter and realize that the people have not taken it upon themselves to take possession of the land. And Joshua accused them of putting it off.
在他们来说,他们一定有很多理由。
For the people themselves, if you look at it from their perspective, they'll have lots of reasons why they were not yet able to take possession.
总括来说,他们就不肯付代价。
But ultimately, in summation, you could say, is because they are unwilling to pay a price.
如果你留意第17章那里讲到约瑟的子孙,他们都曾经犯了这样的错误。
If you notice in chapter 17, we're talking about the sons of Joseph, you realize that it lists out those same problems for them.
他们来到约书亚的面前,他说,我们的族很大的。
And they said, they came to Joshua, and the sons of Joseph said, you gave us a lot that's too big. We as a nation, we as a tribe are huge.
但是呢, 比我的地方, 好細。
We're numerous in number, and yet you gave us a portion of land that was so small.
好唔好俾多啲地方我啊
？Is it possible that you would give us another portion of land?
咁有時候啊，咁你哋去開發啦，開墾地方啦。
And then, so Joshua's reply was, "Well, if there is numerous of you, then why don't you go clear out the forest and?" Gain the land for yourself.
佢馬上就話：哎呀，嗰度啲人啊，好偉惡嘅喎，又好有能力嘅喎，佢哋有鐵車啊，咁樣樣。
And the sons of Joseph replied immediately and said, "But there are armed men there. There are men that are huge, and they also have possess chariots."
睇見嘛？睇到啦，約書亞就話。是啊，你哋要去開墾啲地方。是啊，佢哋雖然有鐵車，你仲係要去嘅。
But even though, no matter what the surrounding things were, yes, they are giants there. Yes, they have chariots there. It is still their responsibility to go forward to clear out the land for themselves.
弟兄姊妹，呢個就係擔面。
Brothers and sisters, what are they doing? They're putting things off.
呢個就係唔肯付代價。
This is a symptom of the problem of not wanting to pay a price.
啊，佢哋谂啊，最好你啊，约书亚，你俾一个地方我，你乜都唔使做，就咁搬入去。
For the sons of Joseph, in their minds, what's a better inheritance would be Joshua. Why don't you just give us a land where everything's ready? I don't have to do anything. It's ready for me to take. I'll just take that land.
我哋唔使做啲咩啊，唔使受咗损失，唔使付代价，我哋就可以得到个地，咁啊最好啦。
I don't have to worry about.Suffering loss, I don't have to worry about paying a particular price. If you just give it to me, that land, that would be best.
弟兄姊妹，呢個係擔言。
But brothers and sisters, they were just putting things off.
擔言嘅原因，第一個。
The very first reason for putting things off
係唔願意付代價。
Is this one particular issue of not wanting to pay a price?
好，擔言嘅第二個原因。
But there is a second reason for us in any situation to put things off.
我覺得佢哋遲疑唔去得神俾佢哋嘅地方，係因為佢哋冇睇見神自己嗰個更大嘅恩典。
The second reason why they tarried, why they waited all this time to take control of the land is because I feel they do not see.The greater good that God had prepared for them in the land.
十八章第一节，我哋留意弟兄姊妹，话以色列嘅全会众都聚集喺示罗。
If you notice, very first verse of chapter 18, it says the whole congregation of the sons of Israel assembled themselves at Shiloh.
然后把会幕设立喺嗰度。
And there they set up the tent of meeting.
那然后。原来我哋知道呢个系神要佢哋做嘅。
Now we know for sure that that is a task that they were instructed to do by God.
佢喺旷野行走嘅时候就托住嗰个会幕。
Remember that when they wandered through the wilderness, they brought with them the Ark of the Covenant wherever they went.
就话当你去到迦南地嘅时候
，and God had already instructed them that when they arrived in the land of Canaan,
你就要喺神所指定嘅地方嚟到设立呢个会幕。
That you are to set up the tent of meeting at the designated place that God shall provide to you.
我知道会幕是神与他们相会的地方。
The tent of meeting, of course, that is a place where God was to meet with them.
哇，大家都按照着神的吩咐来做。
And so here we actually see a picture. They all cooperated and they did with a singular direction, went forward to do what
was needed.
Now, this is a spiritual matter, of course.
神要我哋咁样做。
God wants for us to do this.
我哋亦愿意喺神嘅面前同神相会。
And we also want to be able to live or dwell with God and to be able to commune with God.
如果我哋照着神嘅意思，我哋做咗呢件事。
And so now we've done it. We've done exactly what God had wanted us to do.
哇，系唔系一件好事？
So isn't that a good thing?
系啊，冇错，系一件好事。
It's true. It is a good thing.
但问题就话，佢哋就停留喺嗰个地方。
But the problem was they stopped right there.
佢哋停留喺，哇！但系用一个好堂皇嘅理由，啊、我哋会喺神嘅面前。
Now they use a very wonderful, spiritual sounding or wonderful sounding reason for not going on, and that is Oh, we want to dwell with God. I can draw near to God. I'm able to worship God here.
一來我們不需要付什麼代價走出去跟敵人再打仗 另一方面我們又可以安然地活在神的面前
On the one hand, I don't have to worry about engaging anybody in battle, going out into the battlefield. On the other hand, I'm able to draw near to God here.
他們看到只是跟神的關係只是這麼多多
But all they saw was this limited relationship that they would have with God.
因此那七個支派的人就是這樣聚在那一個小小的地方
And that's why the seven tribes lived together essentially. They settled in together in this one local place.
他們當然在那時候很滿意啦
Now, they, you can say, was very satisfied already.
但是他們忘記了他們這樣做神不滿意
But they've forgotten that what they were doing was displeasing to God. Because they thought for themselves, wow, this is the grace of God right here. But they didn't realize that God's grace for them was supposed to be this huge. So God now comes and reminds Joshua, you still have a lot of land to possess.
提醒全個以色列人,
and God used a reminder for all of Israel.
他說你們不去得神所給你的地方,
so what are you waiting for? Why have you put off entering to take possession of the land that God has already given to you?
看見嗎?神的心意不是只是叫他們得到那一點點的地方。
God's desire for them was not only to possess this one limited small patch of land,
而是整個的迦南地,
but God's intent was for the Israelites to possess all of Canaan.
等一下,这是历史,
brothers and sisters, this is a page from history.
但这件事情今天对我们神的儿女,当我们读的时候,对我们有什么提醒?
But what about for us today? Is there any relevancy to the child of God as we read through these historical pages?
我想请问一下弟兄姊妹,这个担言的相反词是什么?
Can I ask you, maybe brother and sister, you can help me? What is the opposite of putting off? What would be the vocabulary word that you would use that is the opposite of slacking off or putting off?
读书的人
How about those students? Any students there?
有吗?
What's the right word?
啊?
What's the right answer? Or what's your answer, you guys? Opposite of slacking off.
啊? Diligent. 对吧.
Diligent,
okay.
Very good.
请我们看一下圣经。
Let's turn to the biblical passage then.
彼得后书。
In 2 Peter.
彼得后书一章
2 Peter chapter 1
我们看第四节
We'll begin with verse 4
或者由第三节开始
Perhaps we better go back just one step to
彼得后书第二章第三节
We'll begin with 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3
你就听我读 神的神能已将一切关乎生命和虔敬的事赐给我们 皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德照我们的主因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏就得与神的性情有份正因这缘故你们要分外地殷勤有了信心又要加上德行有了德行又要加上知识有了知识又要加上节制 有了節制,又要加上忍耐,有了忍耐,又要加上虔敬, 有了虔敬,又要加上愛弟兄的心, 有了愛弟兄的心,又要加上愛眾人的心。 你們若充充足足地有這幾樣,就必使你們在認識我們的主耶穌基督上,不至於閒懶, 不结果子了。
We'll begin with verse 3, reading through verse 8. It says, Seeing that His divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and excellence. For by these He has granted to us His precious and magnificent promises, in order that by them you might become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. Now, for this very reason also, applying all diligence, in your faith supply moral excellence, and in your moral excellence knowledge, and in your knowledge self-control, and in your self-control perseverance, and in your perseverance godliness, and in your godliness brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
殷勤是要我们知道。
It's something that we're familiar with.
不是，就是不懒惰了。
That means do not be lazy.
殷勤，弟兄姊妹，不单只是一个的行动。
Diligence is not merely just not an action.
因为有些人他可能行动是慢。
It's possible that someone might be slow in their movements.
但是他是一个殷勤的人。
But they might be a very diligent individual.
所以你看见殷勤不是单是用行动来到一个动作来到讲明。
So we cannot measure someone's diligence based upon their actions or how quickly they get things done.
咁殷勤究竟系乜嘢？
So then how do you measure diligence?
殷勤其实系一个态度。
Diligence actually is an attitude that one must have.
有喺主面前有咗呢个殷勤嘅呢个态度。
If you have such an attitude, a diligence,
佢就会促使我哋有一个更加追求嘅心。
It would motivate you so that you would pursue something in your heart.
有咗呢个追求长进嘅呢一个嘅心。
And when you have such a heart to pursue, to grow,
靠着呢一个嘅咁样嘅行嗰个学习
，and by the lessons that are learned,
我哋活喺主嘅面前，越过越长住。
Then as we live before the Lord, the longer we walk along that path, the more that we've grown in the Lord.
越似主，越能够满足主。
The more then we'll become like the Lord, and the more we'll be able to please and satisfy our Lord.
所以彼得后书呢度话，你哋要得到同神嘅性情有份。这个神嘅性情就系讲到神嘅自己。
So it says here in 2 Peter that we are to gain a true knowledge of Him. That means we are to be like Him.
你就怎样呢？你就分外的殷勤。那从信心那里开始，然后你活出有德行，活出忍耐，有忍耐，有节制，又有敬虔的心。
So it says here we are to apply all diligence.Applying all diligence, it starts where? It starts with faith. It says from faith, then you proceed to moral excellence, then knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love.
然后我们在神的面前，我们蒙恩，我们得以更加的长大。
And in so doing, in the process of doing that, then God blesses us, and then we grow.
弟兄姊妹，咁呢个系咩意思呢
？Brothers and sisters, what does it all mean?
原来呢个系神嘅要求。
This is the demand of God.
原来系神盼望我哋呢啲被拯救过嚟嘅每一位每一个神嘅儿女。
And it is God's desire for that to be true for each and every one of us, each and every child of God.
有一日我哋都能够像。
So that one day, each of us will be like Him.
神要得着的人
Those individuals whom God desires to attain
不是只是救我们脱离死亡现在 想得到永生。
It's not sufficient for them to realize, well, I've been saved from damnation, and now I have eternal life.
神拯救的这一班的人。
Those whom God has saved.
神说有一天会将这些所有的神的儿子带进去荣耀的里面。
God has said that one day, all those who have been saved will be taken and to be brought into glory.
即是说在我们的身上面神有一个 的盼望。
That means that God has a hope in each one of you.
就是说有一天我们都好像他这样。
That each one of us, we would be like him one day.
以至到我们能够以后也都能够同他一同的进到去荣耀的里面。
And that we would be able to enter together with him into glory.
Glory. 所以神既然是这样的要求。
Since that is the standard and the demand of God,
是我们今天是用我们有生之年在这里学习在这里操练我们自己进到去神自己要的要我们得到的那一个这样的光景的里面。
Then during this period of time when we still are able to live our lives, then we need to strive to learn to get to that point, to push ourselves to the point where we are like him so that we can satisfy God's demands.
所以主话唔好再担言。
So that's why the Lord is saying, do not put it off any longer.
就系话，弟兄姊妹啊，我哋唔好再咁样拉拉拖拖拉拉，我哋要付代价起嚟嚟跟随主，要学习像佢。
So do not dilly dally anymore. Do not tarry. But instead to go forward.We need to move forward to be diligent, to be more like him.
咁呢个系我哋要学习嘅，今日我哋要学习嘅第一件事。
And this is one of the many lessons that we need to learn today.
我哋要呢个殷勤活喺主嘅面前。
To be diligent as we live before our Lord.
愿意付代价嚟到跟随佢。
Willing to pay a price.In order to be his followers, to be his disciples.
然后第二个我们要学习的功课。
Then the second lesson.
不要好像以色列人这样只是看见神的一部分的恩典。
Don't be limited to your vision of what God has in store for you, just like the Israelites, that they were limited.
神要我们看见整个的迦南地。
God wants us to see that what He has in store for us is the entirety of the land of Canaan.
神要我们看见祂的能力祂那个伟大不仅仅是这么多是包罗万有。
He wants for us to understand and recognize that His power and His authority is immense and is not limited by any boundaries.
弟兄姊妹要支取神这么大的恩典
Brothers and sisters, to attain this great portion of grace that's been stored by God,
我想最紧要嗰一样嘢就系话，你要对我哋呢位主嘅认识要增加。
One of the primary or one of the basic things that we must do is we must come to a fuller understanding of our Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你对我哋嘅主嘅认识有几多呢？
Brothers and sisters, how much do you know of our Lord Jesus Christ?
如果你今天你对主的认识就是他救我脱离死亡。
If your knowledge of the Lord is that He's my Savior, He saved me from death.
他真的救你脱离死亡，但是你的认识只是在这一点上面的时候呢？
It's true, He did. He is our Savior. He did save us from death. But if that's all you know of Him,
那你就会其他各样神更加丰富，你就睇唔到。
You will not be able to see all the other riches and abundance that God has in store.
Esther 细个嗰阵时咧，佢就话俾我听，佢爸爸咧成日喺一间酒楼嗰度讲生意。
Esther has told me many times when she was younger, she remembers her dad.Going to a particular restaurant, and he would frequent that restaurant, and there talk to other people about business.
Yeah, 咁佢咧就喺嗰度有个 有個卡位咧，成日係俾佢用嘅。No,
reservation. So because he was a frequent patron, so therefore they had a table that's always reserved for him.
咁佢哋食乜嘢都唔緊要嘅，老豆找數。
And for the kids, you know, in the family, if they went along with dad, that meant that they can have whatever they want because they know that dad will take care of the tab.
I went along with dad because he gave it to eat, to pay.
And so, the kids, if they were to go on their own, they would actually don't have to worry about the tab neither because they know that the owner will take the ticket from the dad's tab.
Yeah, 咁 Esther 淨係知道會爸爸俾錢，但係俾幾多咧？唔知道。
Now, Esther certainly knew that, oh, dad will take care of the tab. Well, how much was the tab? Well, she didn't know that. So she would always go, and her favorite thing to order was always a barbecue pork rice bowl. And so that's what she did. So every time she went to that restaurant, she ordered the same thing, barbecue rice bowl, every single time.
但後來佢唔知道，有時佢又唔係淨係食一味噶嚇。如果或者食下第二樣咧，燒鵝飯咧得唔得
？And so what about sometimes she might want something different. So like barbecue goose, how about that? Maybe something like that.
咁個伙計又話：你想食呢啲啊？
得。And the waiter would say, "Oh, you want something like that? Okay."
一碗叉燒飯，一燒鵝飯，兩碗都得。
And you want one bowl of the barbecue pork, one bowl of the barbecue goose? That's fine. I'll give you both.
咁後來佢又諗下，咦？如果我又中意鮑魚雞粥，得唔得？
哦 ，Okay. If I want abalone with what?
Chicken
pork
soup. 粥啊。
Oh, porridge. Porridge. Abalone porridge, and then the waiter will say, "Okay, I can do that."
啊，咁又話其實隔離咧都好食嘅喎，有嗰啲譬如唔知咩更加好食嘅啦嚇，龍蝦伊麵啊或者。
What about lobster noodle or lobster with noodles? She'll look around and see what other people were eating. And say, I like that too.
哇，係，原來樣樣都得嘅喎。
So she realized, no matter what I ordered, it's okay.
幾貴都得嘅喎。
No matter what the price was, it's okay. Yeah.
食兩碗都得嘅。
I want two bowls. Yeah.
聽住開頭嘅時候，佢只係睇到爸爸只係一碗叉燒飯嘅啫。
So initially, in her conscience, she already knew. Oh, okay. I'll just order the barbecue pork. That's what I like. That's what I'm gonna have.
佢認為爸爸嘅豐富就係咁樣一碗。
That's how much my dad will pay.
但後來佢發覺兩碗都得嘅。
Pretty soon, afterwards, she realized, I can have two bowls of things.
或者更貴啲嘅食物都得嘅喎。
Or I can actually order a more expensive item.
原來爸爸嘅豐富可以包括埋呢啲。
That means that my dad is able to pick up the tab for a more abundant meal.
弟兄姊妹，好多時候我哋睇神。
A lot of times, brothers and sisters, when we look at God,
對神嘅認識只係認為係咁多嘅一碗叉燒飯嘅啫。
We realize, we think, God.This is how God is to me, and that's really just that one bowl of barbecue pork.
原來我哋仲可以兩碗嘅，仲有可以鮑魚雞粥嘅，仲有可以其他嘅龍蝦嘅。
We have to understand that we can actually ask for more. That there's more that God has for us. It could be a abalone chicken porridge, or it could be lobsters with noodles, whatever.
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白我意思嗎
？But brothers and sisters, you understand my what I'm saying?
如果嗰位神今日对你只不过系话神啊，我以前瞓唔着，而家我哋嘅神可以叫我瞓得着。
For example, maybe you had insomnia before, and you realize I've come to know God, and God has alleviated that particular problem for me. Now I'm someone who don't suffer from insomnia.
神嘅丰富就系可以叫你瞓得着咁多。
Well, then you see God as just being that individual. He can provide you with a good, nice rest.
但弟兄姊妹啊，神个丰富唔系净止单系叫你瞓得着。
But God's riches is not restricted only to providing you a good night's rest.
神嘅丰富系叫你瞓得着，并且咧瞓得好甜嘅。
God's abundance is not only to give you rest, but give you sweet rest.
有啲人祷告，神啊，如果我哋能够参加呢个特会咧，啊，我哋感谢你。
Now others have said, "Why I thank the Lord that He's able to bring me to the special conference."
哇，佢所睇见嘅就话神嘅丰富只系俾佢可以参加特会。
And all they see is recognize is that God's grace is sufficient to allow me to attend that conference.
啊，我哋唔知道。原来神的丰富更加叫我们除了参加特会之外，仲要在特会的里面得到喂养，得到供应。
But we have to understand God's grace is sufficient for us not only to attend the conference, but there to be fed at the conference, to be able to gain at the conference.
所以弟兄姊妹，求主开我们的眼睛。
So may the Lord, brothers and sisters, may you ask that the Lord will open up your eyes.
俾我们看见神的丰富，不仅仅是我们眼里面看到的这么多。
That God's grace, God's abundance is not restricted merely to the boundaries that we ourselves have set for Him. In Exodus, when the Israelites exited Egypt, God spoke through Moses. And God spoke to Moses, and Moses in reply said,God, who are you?
如果我要向百姓嚟到介绍你系边个啊？我都唔知。
If you want me to tell the people that you have sent me, whom shall I say that has sent me?
神就同佢同摩西话：我就系嗰个自由永有嘅。
And God's response was, "I am who I am."
就系我就系嗰个我是。
I am who I am.
就是说神是一切的一切。
That means that He is everything that fills everything.
你今天的需要是什么？
What is your needs today? What are your needs today?
你的需要就是这么多我们能够好好地在这里来生活，无灾无难。
Is it just so that you have a peaceful life? Is it just so that you can able to pass through this period of time with no difficulty and tranquility?
神说我的丰富唔淨止係保守你喺呢個咁樣嘅環境，神嘅豐富更加嘅大，叫我哋有永遠嘅享樂。
But the Lord is God is saying, my grace, my riches is beyond just protecting you here in this environment, here and now. My grace and abundance is way beyond all of that.
你今日需要乜嘢？
What is it that you need today?
你今日你嘅需要就係我是。
Your needs.Are what I can meet.
你需要安慰咩？神就成为你个安慰。
You need comfort. God can be your comfort.
你需要同情，神就俾你嘅同情。
You need compassion. God can be your compassion.
神俾你要能力，神就俾你嘅能力。
You need ability or power. God can be your power.
所以神系伟大嘅，系咁包罗万有嘅。
God is great. God encompasses all.
当日的以色列人他们看见的就是我们活在神的面前，就在示罗这里我们一起敬拜。
The Israelites on that day, all they thought, saw was, I can live with God here, I can dwell with Him and worship here, right now.
神他要的就是他们要包在这个迦南。
But what God wants is for them to fill the whole of, fill all of Canaan, the land of Canaan.
神话唔好再担言。
So brothers and sisters, do not put it off anymore.
我唔知道信主有几，你信主有几
耐？ I don't know how long it has been since you've accepted the Lord.
有啲人短，有啲人几廿年。
Some very few months, years. Some many, many a years.
弟兄姊妹，我哋睇唔睇到呢一个神自己嗰个伟大呢？
But brothers and sisters, wherever you're at, do you see how great God is?
但系我哋还系。愿意留在我们自己的 comfort zone， 我们很舒服的那个环境，不肯付一些代价出去，去多地认识神。
But what are we about? We're about making sure that we stay within our comfort zone. We don't want to pay any prices to go beyond our comfort zone.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord deal kindly with us.
神在我们的每一个人的身上都有一个要求。
God has the desire for each one of us, the command for each one of us.
要我们每一个人都要像他。
He wants for each one of us to be like Him.
好像第一日，我哋被主嚟接我哋进到荣耀嘅里边。
So that one day we are prepared as the Lord returns to take us to be to bring us into glory.
我哋大家都好似约书亚咁样，时日无多。
We are just like Joshua. We don't have too many days left.
我哋仲有好多未得嘅地方。
But there is still so much to possess.
好多嘅功课我哋未学到。
There's still many lessons that we have yet to learn.
主就翻嚟嘅。
The Lord is returning soon.
你想点样去见主？
How will you meet the Lord when He returns?
好多人都希望咧，我见主嘅时候最好咧就我所有嘅罪都赦免晒，我亦都系好冇亏欠咁样去见神。
And so many people want to be sure. I want to make sure that all my sins have been confessed before God, and that I have not shortchanged the Lord, and I will be able to meet Him with no guilt.
但系你有冇想过，你要唔要将基督嗰个丰盛嘅生命带到佢嘅面前
？But do you realize that there is another picture that we actually need to not just come to Him without shortcoming, but we need to come to bring the glory of the Lord that is displayed in our lives back to Him.
求主怜悯我哋。
May the Lord deal kindly with us.
借呢个话嚟提醒我哋，唔好再原地踏步。
So may the Lord allow us to use these words to encouragement, a reminder, do not tarry because of what you already possess. Don't just stay here with the Lord.
求主吸引我们，我们祷告。
May the Lord capture us. Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们多谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
但愿你再一次的藉着圣灵在我们的心中让你来做翻译的工。
We ask again that the Holy Spirit would do the interpreting in our hearts.
主啊，让我们一起起来来追求你。
Let us all arise together and pursue after you.
离开我们自己舒服的这个区，我们进到去你个喜悦的地步。
To move beyond our comfort zone and to enter into that place that pleases you.
主啊，愿你祝福你自己的教会。
May you bless your church.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.